So, greetings, salutations. I am Mr. Skullhead, and I'm kind of talking like Christopher Walken. And I don't know why, but I'm going to do my best to stop doing that. Jick is currently on a kind of delayed honeymoon with his wife, so that we're both not gone a week after my wedding while I'm on my honeymoon. So he is mooning his honey right now and is too busy to talk to us. But we do have Riff in the house.
Hello.
Riff. Howdy. Neither of us are particularly knowledgeable about the technical aspects of the game, but we will do our best.
We're perfectly willing to lie.
Yeah, we can make shit up. It'll be probably funny if we make stuff up. Crine says, why can't you mix fermenting powder and goat's milk to get goat cheese? Isn't cheese just fermented milk? No, you have to have rennet as well. The stomach lining of a calf, apparently. Yeah, recipes for cheese tend to read a lot like old spell books. Take thee the stomach lining of a calf, and the crust of bread from a hangman's supper, and the bottom of the shoe of that guy over there.
And that guy's like, oh man, get off my shoes. I hate this.
You're hurting my soul. I'm sorry. Someone else, distinctive. Someone else says, you can't honestly tell me that Elixir of Power is a better name than Arsifier. Yes, all you fans of scatological humor, we regret that the new potion names aren't funny.
Yeah. Well, couldn't be Arsifier anymore because the jalapeno doesn't do that anymore, so it wouldn't have made sense to leave it with that name.
Yeah. And, you know, some things are funny, some things are game mechanics. I like it when the two come together, but I'm not really sweating those potions because the people who care about the potions are the people who don't care if it's funny or not. And I think some of them are entertaining. I mean, you know.
I like the, I think the Hawking potion is probably my favorite. Partially because it, yeah, because it was a little bit cruel. It's funny
because it's fun. What, does it break your legs?
No, but the description says something about how the great wizard Hawking developed a potion that gave him so much magical energy he could explore the entire universe without ever leaving his chair.
Well, that's something that people use to describe Stephen Hawking all the time.
Yeah.
That and, Yeah, because Stephen Hawking is in the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, that's right.
I hate black people. I do know that he hates creationists.
Yeah. There's a bunch of dumbass bitches.
The Earth is not a closed system. It's powered by the sun. So fuck the damn creationists. Snoop, go get my gun. Hell yes. Apparently, MC Frontalot's doing another duet with him.
Excellent.
Full-on with him and one with Broken English from Optimus Rhyme.
Sweet.
Which should be very, very fun. New Optimus Rhyme should be out, like, now. I don't care about this game. I care about the music. We're not here to entertain you. Wait. Yeah, yes, we are.
Yeah.
All right, then. Sumire, perhaps. Sumire? So some catchy. Says, if the Marquis de Sade, Hitler, and Celine Dion got the help of Ann Coulter to figure out a food even more cruel than foie gras, what would they come up with? I think what they would do is take all of the babies from welfare mothers and grind them up into a paste.
I was thinking maybe they'd do like a double foie gras, where they'd torture the geese and make the foie gras from the livers, and then use that to force-feed babies and make, like, double foie gras out of the baby livers.
But poor babies, though.
Yeah.
Not rich babies.
No, absolutely not. Rich babies, they just eat the hearts directly to gain their powers.
You know, I didn't notice this about Ann Coulter before, but somebody posted a website with the covers of all of her books, and she wears less clothing on the cover of each of her books. Like, it's freaky. The first one, she's wearing, like, a trench coat, and the second one, she has short sleeves, and then she has the, like, half dominatrix, half librarian thing going on. In her new one, she's like a cleavage and hips and all this.
Maybe she's like beset by moths.
So the next one, she's going to be naked on the cover, and then she's going to bemoan the fact that the Democrats stole all of her clothing.
And the one after that, it'll just be her muscular system.
Hey, that'll be great. Eventually, it'll just be her skeleton, which you can kind of already see. Wow. Someone else also says, it shouldn't be possible to pulverize things that cannot be discarded, because that's basically discarding them. No, it's not. It's transmuting them into another very useful form.
Some things that can't be discarded can also not be pulverized, but I haven't figured yet what the distinction is.
Sounds like a Zen cool.
Yeah.
There are things that can be discarded and not pulverized, and things that can be pulverized and not discarded.
Yes.
And things that can be both. Daniel Sand. But no, you're totally not getting rid of the thing when you can't have your ultra rare back, but you can use it to make something that you
can you
probably
can
sell for
too.
A lot of money. And, you know, if you don't want to pulverize your uber rares, don't pulverize them.
Yeah, and don't let Krovax get a hold of them.
If it shows up in the list and you click it, it will pulverize it, and just I'm sorry that we can't hold your hand on that one. Speaking of holding hands, Riff, get away from me. No, speaking of holding hands, I've updated the documentation to include a little thing that I like to call Stop Fucking Trading Gift Items. Sorry, I'm getting 4 or 5 messages a day from people who are getting ripped off in trading for stuff from the Grimoire. So, you know, if somebody says, I'll give you my fake hand collection, send me 100K, and then I'll send you the collection, then you send me another K. No, they won't. And then you'll K-mail me and you'll say, Mr. Skullhead, I got my ass ripped off. And I'll say, I don't care. We've established that all of our, you know, most of our player base talks like that.
Yeah.
Amplitude actually uses a complicated series of voice encoders to make him sound like he doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, medicated balls. I believe it.
Let's see. Divernon says, are there plans to make the Crazy Bastard Sword better? At the moment, it is strictly worse than the Shillelagh, and the Shillelagh is infinitely easier to get. I wouldn't say that the Shillelagh is easy to get, really. It's just that there is a set thing that you can do to get them. Huh. I've been thinking about your doorbell and when they were going to ring it, and I guess now is that time. Let's see, Di Vernon says, is Hot Stuff ever going to change his mall store text? Given the lightning speed with which Hot Stuff accomplishes tasks, I would suggest maybe in 2008 that'll be done. Mm-hmm. We did have the year anniversary of Ascension a couple of days ago, which was marked by kingdom-wide indifference.
His Hot Stuff store text
is selling seashells by the seashore, and also says that he's still testing Ascension. Maybe he is still testing Ascension.
Yeah, maybe, in a sense.
Okay, I'm determined to find something. Damn it. Apple Hat says, why are there still no freaking apples in the game? Because what would freak you out about an apple? This is one of the legendary freaking apples.
Oh, my God!
Golden Delicia! let's see. Acilisar. That looks so much like a palindrome that...
Yeah, it's... I'm a little disappointed that it's not.
We hereby request that you change your name to Ra-Cilisar. Yeah, using that name-changing technique. It says, when you made the zodiac signs for Ascension, did you intend for some of them to still be a mystery even a year after Ascension, or were you just lucky?
I don't know that it was... I mean, we knew that many of them were not going to be able to be figured out, but that's... We didn't make them what they are for that reason, if that makes sense.
Yeah, we're always delighted when there are things that we put in that cannot be spoiled.
Yeah.
But, I thought the Violet Fog wouldn't be spoiled, and now there's a freaking thing that will spoil it for you. Oh, by the way, there's one of those out there that asks that you put in your username and password, and don't do that.
That's Max Damian's.
Please.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I like Max, and he does good work, but... And I know that he's not going to steal anybody's stuff, but just I don't want anybody to get in the habit of logging in somewhere that's not here. Yeah, you can only visit us on the internet if you play Kingdom of Living. It's in the fine print.
Yeah, we don't do the play by mail version anymore.
It took forever to run your turns. Yeah, what is rollover in a mail game, though? It's when you take the big stack of papers and throw them in the trash and get a next really big stack of papers. I mean, by carrier pigeon, it was a little more tedious.
Vicarious pigeon?
Yeah, vicarious pigeon, too, because then you're just like, wow, it's like I'm flying around and shitting on things. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, when you say no animation for custom avatars, does that include the animation already in the game? Like the ADD demon.
Yeah.
Do we have a policy statement on that?
No,
yeah, no
pretty
animation.
Pretty much all the animation in the game anyway is of... except for the familiars that are animated. But for the most part, everything in the game that's animated is stuff that we wouldn't want you to have in a custom avatar anyway, because it's like boss monsters and stuff that we don't want spoiled.
Yeah, and like the... Familiar images are considerably smaller than a custom avatar.
Yeah.
So it's not like we could take that image and put it directly into your custom avatar. We'd have to resize every frame. And that's really hard because they're very low resolution. So, that is why. And sorry if you missed the deadline for having animated ones. But what we've done is roll back the rules to the way the rules were when we rolled them out. And people followed those rules for a while and it was good.
Yep.
Hey, look at my my custom avatar is a head and an item. Yours is within the boundaries, I think.
I don't know if it's... Well, it's... Mine is something they would... I don't know that they would do it for you, but if you did it and submitted it, they would accept it.
Because yours is all game art.
Yeah.
Mine is only one item.
Yeah, Xenophobes is only one item.
And mine's completely distinctive.
So there. Yeah, so I'd encourage you to be more creative with them, and I think that, you know, if you feel that having a non-animated avatar is not worth your five Mr. A's, then that's nothing we can do about that. Let's see. Ron has a pretty good idea for a new grimoire item, Invisible Ink, that gives you an invisible property. That may be something that we'll play around with.
No.
Maybe you just spill it on your pet rock. I don't know. We should do a pet rock nudist disguise that just removes the eyeball.
It's like a little rock-colored plastic cap for the eye. Weird.
A lobster suit for the pet rock would be funny.
No.
Because nothing is as funny as rock lobster.
Yeah, true.
Except there's no sex in your violence. You'll notice that some jokes just keep coming back in this game, and most of them are mine, and most of them are just song lyrics that are ridiculous in a specific way, like Rock Lobster, there's no sex in your violence, Rock You Like a Hurricane, Rock Me Amadeus, just kind of like so dumb they're cool stuff. Yeah. Anyway, like every rose has its thorn. I remember listening to that when I was a teenager and going, dude, that is so true.
That's so deep, man. That's so lifelike. So true.
Every night does have its dawn. Wow. Then I met this cowboy who was just constantly happy, and I was like, oh, Poison was full of crap. Wow, these are old questions. Oh, 616, yeah. They're exactly 3 days old. Did you answer any of these on Thursday?
They don't look familiar.
Okay. Red Pot says, why don't you hick in private messages? Because that would be annoying.
Yeah.
Bunya Pandler says, we've heard about Familiar Core and Awesome Core, but what about Nerd Core? And if that'll be implemented, will we be able to hip and or hop?
The whole game is nerdcore, man.
Yeah, nerdcore is going to be crazy large, and in the end I say, bitch, the nerd's in charge. Bunyip also says, was the Pixel Shield designed to look like a Bible? No, it was designed to look like a shield.
Yeah, it's one of Link's shields from one of the Zelda games, I think.
Yeah, the 8-bit stuff is pretty much directly taken from 8-bit games, which we hope are out of copyright.
Yeah.
that's interesting. So Bunya Bandler also mentions that the Malus is a funny joke, but that M-A-L-U-S is an apple tree.
The reason for that is when I saw this question beforehand and went and looked it up, the reason we named it that is because it's a reference to a quest item from Diablo 2 with the Herodic Malus, which is a magical smithing hammer. And it turns out that Malus, M-A-L-U-S, is a Latin term for an apple tree, but M-A-L-L-E-U-S is Latin for a hammer or mallet. So apparently Blizzard, for whatever reason, spelled it wrong.
Huh.
Yeah, and since it's pretty much, I mean, a reference to Diablo, I don't think it's a big deal that it's therefore misspelled, because it's a reference to somebody else's misspelling.
Right. We just thought that we would preserve that error.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, them online dictionaries, you can't trust. Is Malice an urban dictionary? Is there where I go when I want to know the real deal?
So it's, apparently it's when you fuck someone in the clit.
Oh, okay. I think in the card game, which maybe someday will maybe get published sometime, there are the mallets of forethought. Which lets you legitimately claim that you hit him back first. Because when you're holding them, you know that they were going to hit you.
That's funny.
We got Jezzer Fly in the house, too. It's a dancing with the skirt.
When do you want to know where we're going for honeymoon?
Later. I want to know on Monday where we're going for our honeymoon. We don't know where we're going for our honeymoon, which we could be going to the moon. We could be going to a place where they make honey. We could be going to Newark or Detroit.
I wouldn't go to Detroit.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping for, like, Intercourse, Pennsylvania, maybe. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. Maybe we'll just make it, like, a goofy place name tour.
Toad Suck, Arkansas.
Do I what? Okay. That would be good. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Hi.
That's my wife. Well, not yet. But soon. The coffin robber says, Doppelshifter, Badger, fix.
We are as yet unsure of whether or not the Doppelshifter will ever become the Badger. But at any rate, if it does happen, it's not going to happen until the Badger is no longer available in the store.
Yeah, because that's the tricky thing is, how do you handle the mushrooms with the Doppelshifter and the Badger? Like, so it would have like a 1 in 55 now, 52 chance of turning into a Badger, and then a Badger has a 1 in X
like
amount.
1 in 4 chance of,
So
assuming you'd only gotten it the first time.
Every 200 adventures with a Doppelshifter, you could get a mushroom.
Yeah. Which isn't that big a deal, I guess. But
I mean, the Badger is actually okay as a combat familiar.
Yeah.
I've been using one, and it would be nice if it had another piece of familiar equipment that upped the damage. But that's sooner or later, someday, we're going to have every familiar have two pieces of equipment or so.
Yeah.
And we've just been kind of holding off on that because we got other things going around.
And going down.
And around. And up, also. Yeah. We got stuff. I mean, the rest of this month's kind of shot for me because I'm going to get married and I'm going on honeymoon. I mean, not shot for me, but from a KOL perspective. And then July is going to barely exist. It's got 2 weeks from getting back from the honeymoon and going to Comic-Con, which is going to rock face.
Yes.
It's going to rock paper scissors. Yeah, Vorthok says, knob sausage plus wad of dough equals sausage in a bun. I don't know. The cut my own throat dibbler is getting slowly trickled into the game.
Yeah.
Self-decapitating Nick is going to show up soon in a zone that I'm still writing and probably will be writing for another month. So then it'll be implemented sometime next year. So
that's how these sort of things generally work, yeah.
So one day when Xenophobe gets bored and he saves my content and puts it in the game. Did you ever know that you're my hero? Anyway. Bad Aim of the 4000 says, how about new questionnaires to fill out at the Altar of Literacy? They could be based on game knowledge of such things as sauce crafting, cocktail crafting, meat swimming, etc. They could give you different diplomas or certificates of completion. They could give you small bonuses, release fields playable from your profile, etc. I don't know that we want to muddy the mission of the Altar of Literacy.
Yeah, it's a pretty specific task that it's there for.
I am kind of sad that there are spoilers for the Altar of Literacy.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'd like to make it somewhat more dynamic so that it would be harder to do, and I don't know. I think there ought to be a super literacy test that should get you into a super literate channel.
We could put how you mine for fish. The
excuse me, good sir.
How does one?
How does one mine for fish?
Twitter put that wrong. How do you mine for fish?
How many fish can a fish mine? Fisher mine?
Fish miner mine if the fish miner could mine fish.
That makes me think of Enemy Mine, though, with the, like, fish-like alien.
I never saw it.
Oh, it's a fantastic movie.
It makes me think of the the lemon mine from that Mystery Science Theater episode.
Mr. Tim of Timmel, or the third, says, can we get the plexiglass pith helmet to give a message like the purple snow cone / cool whelp, but we get HP MP from it? Thanks. Xenophobe, is that possible? Do we want to do that?
It's possible, but I think the fact that it doesn't mean that it...
Okay, it's possible, but unlikely, is the answer to that. That would be hard. Jack Vermicelli says, could we get a chat command to repost everything still in the pane from a specified channel contiguously? It'd help in following a missed conversation.
No.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be really tough. I understand.
Yeah. I'll comprehend what it means.
Mm-hmm. Well, what he means is if you've got a whole pane full of, like, five different channels, if you could just put, like, /last radio, and then you just see whatever's, however far back from radio. So, man. Hedy says, that's Hedley, please consider changing the bottle of domesticated turkey to a bottle of Jeff Daniels. I mean, does KOL have any Dumb and Dumber references at all? Because it needs some. I would argue that fact.
Yeah, if I had thought of the name Bottle of Jeff Daniels, I probably would have done that in the first place, but I totally disagree that Dumb and Dumber references are necessary.
That is, I believe, the one of two Jim Carrey movies that I can't stand, and the only two of his oeuvre.
I am in general not fond of Jim Carrey, although there have been exceptions.
Truman Show was really good.
Truman Show was good. And I hear that other one I haven't seen yet, but it's on my Netflix queue, is really good.
Eternal Sunshine of the...
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, if you don't like his comedy at all, that would probably be good. But, Dumb and Dumber was... Man... It was like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure with a lobotomy. And that's really sad.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dr. Van Venmojo says, shouldn't the Knowledge Python be usable to make a helmet, shield, accessory, and or pants? With anti-pie, we could make 10 as well.
I don't want the precedent of anti-pie. I think that's just a bad idea.
Because then if you had, like, a piece of cake, it would turn it into a...
CE of cake.
Are you going for food, Jim?
No, I'm going to get her a drink.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Nama.
Hello.
We're rocking the microphone. Yep. Tune in to the Phoenix and Nama show. someday at some time.
Where were we?
The Nolish Python thing.
Right.
I mean, it's for cooking.
Yes.
Like, you can't wear a cocktail crafting kit. I mean, you probably could, but not in our game, mister.
Yeah.
Sarducci says the Knob Lo Mein mentioned sausage in its description. Is this an error? All the rest seem to match the stir fries. I wrote those descriptions and I assumed that it had sausage in it. Was that wrong?
Yeah, the lo mains are just made from the initial vegetable portions of the... before you put the meat in.
Ah, okay. So the answer to that, T. Sarducci, is that I was called upon to write something I did not understand. Generally, when these smithing and skills and cocktail crafting and food revamps come around, I just tune out because I don't care. And I feel like that's something for the spades, and I'm not a spade, and I've never been a spade, and you can't call me a spade. So when they start talking about, oh, we'll do this, 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 and this, and this, I just check out completely and wait for them to say, and then we can add some of Mr. Skullhead's content, and then I'll go like, okay. So I said the, yeah. Yeah, that's going to take more fixing there. Do you want to answer a question on your own, and I'll
sure.
try and fix it?
Sure. What do we got here? Sable 4 says, can we cocktail craft milk of magnesium with vodka to make a Phillips screwdriver? Possibly, eventually, maybe. That was something I suggested in the... file of suggestions that I made when we were working on this. It could still eventually happen, although something tells me that in general you would rather have the milk of magnesium than whatever you got from the Phillips screwdriver. It would probably not be as useful. Bahu asks if the plus item drop items have an effect on slot machines. Nope, those only do anything at all for items that drop when you kill a monster.
Yeah, and he says if not, then why? And the reason why is slot machines don't drop items. They reward you for gambling. Yeah. Yeah, I would love to see this. Ron says, can you make it so if you try to send stuff to someone with their hardcore Ronin and you click that link to the gift shop, it automatically fills a box with the stuff you're trying to send and the message you're trying to send? Yeah, I would like to see that. I would like to see that for failed chat messages. I'd like to see that for failed K-mails. I don't know. We may hook the car battery up to Xenophobe's nipples again and see if he can do some of those things. Lieutenant Trachea says, how about a terrarium feature to equip all familiars with their respective equipment?
That gets asked for periodically, and the reason is that we don't is because there are multiple familiar items that could go anywhere. I suppose we could have it just such that any familiar equipment you have that can only be equipped on one thing goes on that thing, but I don't know. I think that's less useful than the time it would take to program it.
What happened to the Equip Thy Familiar as Well button?
It's still in there. I use it all the time.
I don't have one.
It's
maybe I don't have any equipment.
Yeah, it probably doesn't show up if it doesn't apply for some reason.
I don't have any unequipped equipment. So, okay. That's all right. The monkey says, looking at the low prices on farmable special event items I want to sell at the mall makes me hate multi-abuser so much. Anyway, I'm writing to congratulate the Multizar for the work he's doing, and I'm asking you to buy whoever he really is a drink with the next $10 I donate. He doesn't drink alcohol. He never drinks wine.
He just drinks, you know, the blood of the Maltese he disables.
Right. But we'll take him to some, like, fancy schmancy fruit smoothie place and find one that costs $10. And yeah. Or we'll get him 2 $5 milkshakes.
There you go.
At Jackrabbit Slim's. Di Vernon says, why do melee damage increasers say melee damage plus X, but elemental damage increasers say plus X elemental damage? It's because you're thinking too hard.
Yes.
Yeah. Gorblack says, when the irritating series of random encounters wins the combat initiative, shouldn't the game say, they get the jump on you? No. It, the series of random encounters, gets the jump on you. Yeah. The World Series, it is a series of baseball games. Di Vernon says, what is Hot Stuff's job? Is he a coder, a content writer? Neither, both at the same time?
He's not a coder, and he's not really a content writer, per se. He's, he's a guy who kind of thinks of things, and mainly what he does is statistical stuff, like balance of various item effects with other item effects, and how powerful monsters in certain areas ought to be, and stuff like that.
And the reason why he is listed as the chief of subgluteal conflagration is it's his job to light a fire under Jick's ass.
Yeah, he's also an excellent organizational type dude.
Yeah, him and Zlyania are the reasons. Those two are the reason that we are going to Comic-Con and having a booth.
Yeah.
Without them, we would have just shown up and with a bunch of pocket lint and had nowhere to stand. Okay, Bunny Pandler says, according to the wiki, fuck you, you can pulverize your plexiglass and I assume stainless steel equipment. That would cause a lot of problems if people do it by accident. I know people should be careful, but, no, but.
There is a, if you try and pulverize something like that, it pops up a box that says, are you sure you want to do that? You might be sorry later. Or, I don't know exactly what it says because I haven't seen it myself, but there is a warning before you try and pulverize rare things. So if you see the warning and do it anyway and then feel sorry for it, you're on your own.
Yeah, that's no ifs, ands, or buts. Gorblack says, how can I keep ripping the tail off the furry giant's costume? Does he grow it back? No, he just has a lot of them, and as soon as you rip one off, he reaches back and sticks another one on.
Yeah. He's like Eeyore. They go on with Velcro.
Well, Eeyore's goes on with a tack.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I would almost have a little more respect for a furry that they're, dressed up in an Eeyore costume and actually nailed the tail on. Speaking of nailing some tail, Jick's mom is going to be in town very, very soon. Anyway. Bobby No Pants said, did you know that cloaca is a term used for a frog's anus? No, cloaca is a term that refers to any combination shitting and birthing orifice.
Turtles can also breathe through them.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That is just full service.
Yeah.
Your asshole, your vagina, and your mouth. Well, no, they can't eat through them.
It's more like a gill, I think.
I knew a turtle who taught his cloaca to sing.
Yeah, that's such a great movie. I saw that again just recently.
Let's see. Gorblack says, how tall would you say the giants are? I wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
They're big.
They're pretty big. You can tell by the beard.
Now, that just shouldn't be. Cord, no cake. Catch She says, the images for the flaming, frozen, and stinky gravy fairs are less than 30 by 30, which the browser then stretches to that size. Could you pad those to 30 by 30 so they don't look so lousy in the game?
Yeah, I think either your browser is crazy or you are.
No, I'm looking at these pictures. They're all the same size.
Yeah.
Something's going on with you. Gorblack says once you get enough bricks, you should be able to build a higher level house out of them.
We are going to have to implement some kind of brick sink eventually, because they're created yet not destroyed.
Yeah.
So eventually there are going to be too many of them.
So you're saying bricks are like energy in the Kingdom of Light?
Yes.
I think you should be able to build a house out of them, but then you couldn't throw glass from it. Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you ever let us ascend with pasta? When we reincarnate, the pasta reincarnates as potatoes. You just don't understand how the afterlife works, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't get this. Appleheart says, add USA to your address at the donate page. No one in Singapore likes to be called up asking where the letter should be sent to. That's pretty much a...
Considering that it says Arizona...
Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, is there an Arizona in Singapore?
Probably. They're really big on Spanish in Singapore. But, no, I should think that that would be pretty clear to anybody that... Especially our zip codes aren't the same as any other zip codes anywhere else in the world. So, Canada does the weird thing where they do, letter number alterating, and I don't know, Canada's weird, but no, I don't think that's necessary at all. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, is there now or will there ever be a homosexual? Actually, no. Will there ever be a special event for adventuring half-astral while wearing the encephalic ensemble? Probably not.
Yeah, I think we've probably written all the content in there that we're going to.
Christ Jesus, yes. He wants a lucky adventure in there too, but no. Will you ever have a Crimbo in July event? No. This Crimbo is going to be months in the making.
Yeah.
Because first we have to figure out what we want to do, then we have to sit around not doing it for a while, and then we have to kind of start doing it, and then we have to wait for Jick to draw it. Simon asks a popular question. There will never be a fullness or a spleen meter. So, stop asking.
Yes. How do you type with boxing gloves on?
Wow, again, Enemy Lasagna is just going crazy. He's unstoppable. He's a wrecking machine. So I'm going to stop answering questions by him. So Waterboo says, any ideas for an unsmasher? No. Waterboo says, when Jick gets a haircut, does Xenophobe sit on top? Fill people in with the story. Did I miss a meeting?
No. The other day, when I had not slept for like 30 hours, I started chatting with him in chat and just replying to his questions with the most absurd things I could think of, and it eventually turned out that Jick doesn't actually exist. It's just me riding on top of Xenophobe's shoulders, like one of those two-person horse outfits, and it kind of got stranger from there.
Wow. That's fantastic. Wadabo says, what happens if your clan leader is disabled and two people have the same degree ranking? How does the game decide who is the leader? I think it takes the lower player ID.
I think that is true.
That used to be the case anyway. Yeah. Nobody tells me anything.
I don't think we've changed that.
Someone else says, the Orcish cargo shorts should give a plus 1% item drop because it has so many pockets on it. I don't understand how having more pockets makes you more likely to find stuff.
Curious.
I've gone out walking in pajama pants and found stuff. I've gone out walking in cargo shorts and found stuff.
Yep.
Oh, man. Robo Catholic says, I think the next time Jick nor Scully is able to make the Monday show, the gun run and Glebe should do it.
Oh, man.
I just don't know why people equate the gun run to Glebe's. Like, Glebe's asks a lot of questions, but
they're
I would say
generally sensible questions.
Yeah, Gorblacks and the Gunrun are probably equal. And I would say that I would describe the Gunrun and Gorblacks as asking funny questions that occasionally they get a little too They ask a few too many of them. So they're not awful people. But yeah. Quietest says, how come the giant castle map always says the giant guarding the back door is an alphabet giant, even if the wheel has somebody else doing it? Because they slack off, and the alphabet giant has to do it.
Yep.
Who are you going to trust, the wheel or us? I mean, a boring person might say it's because that part's hard-coded and is independent of the wheel, but we know the truth. Whatabo says we should be able to combine the suntan lotion and fruit baskets.
You'd get all over the fruit.
Well, also the oyster basket.
Yeah, the oyster basket, yeah.
Do we have a class of items that is basket putting lotion in them should save you from getting the hose? You acquire, in effect, anti-hose. Moonshay asks if we would please revamp the mushroom plot, and yes, eventually we should.
Someday.
Yeah, all of these questions about balancing little things, I just...
And statistics and stuff that we don't know.
It's not that we don't care, it's that we don't know. Because if... I don't care, but if I knew, I would tell you. Soulcake and Fifi Katana says, last time I raised this issue, it was dismissed quickly, but I really do think PvP lifetime ranking is broken. I ascended with 178 rank today. My lifetime ranking is still the same. He says Soulcake and E-Petershow, too, have the same problem. So, Jick will probably listen to this show later, provided somebody is taping it. somebody, yeah. And, yeah, we'll have a look at that, sure. Let's see... Anyway, Lasagna says, hey guys, will you make it so we can visit a new area when we rest on a stat day or some other day? It will definitely encourage more people to rest. I think more people do rest on stat days just because you get better returns for your resting.
Yeah.
But you go to the Dreamland, and there are several dreams that are in there. Maybe we could throw some more dreams in when we get bored.
Yeah, I was thinking about actually, like, updating that to... more zone-like qualities to give people a better reasons for resting. But we'll see.
The monkey says, I'm currently using the Lynx browser and the adventing doesn't work. Any plans to fix this? So, wait,
doesn't work because it's not Christmas anymore.
You're trying to get on the internet with a wild... cat, and Jesus isn't here yet.
Yep. That sounds like it's working as intended, then.
Yep. Jesus doesn't come visit you if you're a Lynx. Wow, people use Lynx. Isn't Lynx the non-graphic?
Yeah, graphic? It's like the alt-text one. I don't even know if it's still being developed.
I would suggest...
It's been around for years.
The monkey that you find a computer that was made after 1995. Should be pretty easy. The last computer I got, I found, like, some kid moving out of the dorms had just left it.
Yeah.
Because it had viruses on it, and he didn't know what to do with it. So it's like, fairly new, nice system, and he just left it by the side of the road.
Dang.
And grabbed it and wiped the hard drive, and there you go. Gleeb says, the awful poetry journal description should have a link to take you to a random live journal. Oh, come on, they're great poets. I saw some pictures of Gleeb's at Kinetic KOL. I really wish people would quit naming their meats assuming that KOL is pronounced coal, because I don't believe that at all. So I have to say Kinetic KOL and KOLumbus.
Yeah.
But, I wish I could have gone there. I'd like to meet Glebes. He seems groovy. Now that I've stopped calling him Glebs, he's been a lot nicer to me. S. Panayorology says, I consider it a personal favor if you'd make Rat Appendix Kebab show up on Hall of Records tomorrow. That is entirely up to the gods.
Yep, we have no control over that.
And we wish to have no control over that.
Make the proper sacrifices to the RNG, and maybe you'll get lucky.
How do you do that? Do you, like, light some dice on fire?
Yeah, dice and, you know, black cockerels and goats.
The lining of a calf's stomach. Enemy Lasagna again asking if the stars, lines, and star charts will be zappable. Probably not.
Probably not.
People suggesting new grimoire items. We really prefer to come up with those on our own, because I always feel bad if we just take somebody's idea and implement it as they give it to us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, especially because we get paid for this, so getting paid to copy and paste somebody's post in the forums is, yeah, it's no good. As well asks, not that we would do this, but can bricks have a history trail, or at least a throw count? And the 11th throw would be ridiculous, and the 36th throw you'd get a message including you. This brick would be thrown 37 times in a row. Oh yeah, including you. This brick would be thrown 37 times in a row, and the person getting the 37th throw would get, try not to throw any bricks on the way to the campground.
I saw, I was part of a chain that somebody started where they used the text field to keep a list of everybody that had received that brick in order. That was kind of fun.
Huh. I've started getting chain letters on MySpace.
Really?
Yeah, MySpace is now email circa 1995.
Great.
Where they post, like, so there was this girl and she got stabbed by a guy. And if you don't want to get stabbed by a guy, send this to 7 people in the next 5 minutes.
Holy shit, I don't want to get stabbed by a guy.
I want to get stabbed by a girl. So, yeah, every dumb ass forward has been pulled out, dusted off, and posted on MySpace bulletins.
God.
And I think I permanently ostracized one of our... or alienated one of our KOL players because they posted the one about if nobody buys gas on May 15th, the gas companies will have to lower their prices. And I sent a really mean reply before seeing who it was. But come on. Don't be stupid, and I won't make fun of you for being stupid.
Indeed.
That is the contract I have with the world. Gorblax has a multi that I need to disable called the Gift Shop Guy. Thank you for alerting me to the presence of your multi, Gorblax. What a man, what a man. What a mighty, mighty good man. Wow, Lilith says, I suggest a stainless steel straitjacket for Krovax 1234, who has proven his insanity by smashing close onto a billion meat worth of stuff.
He just smash it.
Yep.
I gave him one of the spare blank white cards last night, and then unfortunately we discovered, oh crap, you can't smash that because it isn't equipment, so I had to go in and make it temporarily pants. Turned out it was only worth like one worthless powder.
Is that fully functional? That whole pulverizing crafting thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, the new... it's all functional, except we haven't rolled out the new smithing. So you can't make any new weapons or armor or anything with it yet, but eventually we'll have that.
Yeah, so if you've smashed something that's valuable, just hold on to what you got. And sooner or later, you'll be able to do something cool with it.
Yep.
Just don't expect much from us in the next couple of weeks. Actually, I apologize, Gorblax. That does not appear to be a multi of Gorblax. The gift shop guy.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, that's Herculean restraint. But I'm still like gonna disable.
Little Belgian detective. The funny little mustache.
I really hope that Gorblax comes to Con 2, or Con 3. I really hope that he would have come to Con 2, and now I hope he comes to Con 3. And you punch him in the face. I mean, say hello and give him tasty pastries.
Tasty pastries? Yep. I want tasty pastries.
Jump the Shark says, are you sure the people buying things when you auto-sell them aren't sent by the council? I mean, a roaming hippie buying 20 meat stacks, 11 black low tie, and 200 rolls in the hay at the same time? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, totally.
Just don't ask what he's doing with them.
Yeah, I mean, hippies need meat to buy herbal brownies. So, he buys and sells in the black market. All right, the Hamethyst ring is a ring made out of string. But it's totally a ring, and shut up. It's just a little ring of hemp with a bead on it, made out of hamethyst. No, shut up. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, Scully, could you please explain the Gibson-Carlisle plural joke? I know it's not funny if you explain it, but... I know it's not funny if I explain it, but honestly, I'm at a loss. I would recommend, for all of your Kingdom of Loathing pop culture needs, pop.shinketsu.net. pop.shinketsu.net. They are the people who won my KOL reference contest and designed this fantastic website that has all of those things explained. But basically, Debbie Gibson was a singer who was popular in the mid-80s, and the drink description on the Gibson is a Debbie Gibson reference, and Belinda Carlisle is kind of someone in the exact same league as her. So, Debbie Gibson, Belinda Carlisle.
There's also that weird coincidence of that sculptor named Gibson Carlisle.
Yeah. I didn't mean it. But that is kind of groovy. Yeah, so pop.shinketsu.net. I wish more people would look at that, especially the people who post in the pop culture reference thread.
Yeah.
And post, hey, I just noticed that this thing that everyone said on every page of this. T. Sarducci Myth says, make a new weapon, hedgehog tied to a pointy stick.
That just seems like overkill. Got one or the other, you don't need both.
I would be up for hedgehogs as ranged weapons.
Yeah.
Like some kind of hedgehog launcher. We've already established that I don't know what a ranged weapon is.
Spectral Enema says, I heard on Thursday's show one of you got Tron 2.0. What do you think so far? It is my all-time favorite shooter. That was me what got it, and I am quite enjoying it. I would not say that it is my all-time favorite shooter, but I would say it is second after the old Marathon series. It's quite good, although it's very difficult. If it didn't have a quick save, there'd be no way I'd be able to play it, because I suck. But it's quite fun, and it's gorgeous. It's just the environments are beautiful, and it is amazing to play the Light Cycles game that actually looks like the Light Cycles scene from the movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is that out on any of the consoles, or is it just PC?
I do not know.
I don't play games on the computer. But I think we'll go for 10 minutes worth of music and peeing.
Groovy.
And we'll see you in about 11 minutes.
Cause whipped cream makes all men think. deal. We won the lottery today. I'll swallow the crow. I just count what's pop my eyes. Tears turn into butterflies. Fly away as caskets close. And when new day comes your way, unfold and smile when you feel.
Don't just before dawn. Please don't let me go. Please don't take me home. Rain is coming, we are.
Don't you hate it when a song has a really long fade out?
Yeah.
Like, oh, the song appears to be over. Very well, then now everybody knows what song we're going out on. Which is Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yay.
I actually own the entire album that that song's from, and it was really, really good. Like, kind of half sci-fi dorky rock. And, yeah, they were never heard from again. Except for they released an album in Japan, which I got several tracks from and was not as good.
Hmm.
Where it was like half Yes and half Video Killed the Radio Star, like,
huh.
Prog sci-fi geek rock. Like, yeah, maybe not. Ladies Man asks if the Jig Show will be on the radio Sunday or Thursday, and I don't know when he's coming back. Certainly not this Thursday.
No.
So that will probably be another Jickless wonder. let's see. Matt the Fish says, is the galosh sound in the Grimacite Galoshes description a Calvin and Hobbes reference? Yes. One of my favorite Calvin and Hobbes strips. And Calvin just puts on the galoshes and walks, and it goes galosh, galosh, galosh. And just has him looking out toward the fourth wall going, huh.
My favorite is the one where Calvin asks if you could have a wish, what would you wish for? And Hobbes says a peanut butter sandwich. And Calvin's like, what? But you could wish for anything. You could wish for $1 billion, and all you want is a crummy sandwich. And then in the last panel, it shows them in the kitchen, and Hobbes is eating a sandwich, and he says, well, I got my wish.
Let's see. I love Nito Chris. Well, good on you. Says, two ice picks are called ice pickles. At least that's what my store said. Yeah, you might notice if you start playing around that a lot of the plurals are weird, and that's because that's one of those places that I can stick in dumb jokes.
Yep.
And I do. Anything that ends with an S usually has the, like, knobgoblin pants is precious. Just because, you know, it's fun. Relax. It's all good. Opinion still wants a link in the menu to the beanstalk, and I wholeheartedly concur, and yeah, I've tried really hard to make that happen.
I kind of agree with that, too. It'll probably eventually happen someday.
Yeah. Allegra says, when will the Naughty Sorceress quest start in level 13? We don't know!
Someday. Someday.
Your mom in my pants, I've already addressed this, but why make all the McPhee's Grimoire of Hilarious Objects Summonings items untradeable? Is this causing much scam? Why not rather just make it tradable and make it easier for the world? Because they're gift items, and you're supposed to give them as gifts. That's why they're not tradable, and if you try to trade for them, then you're dumb, and stop it. That's all I'm going to say about them. They will never be made tradable, because they're not supposed to be traded. And what I don't understand is there are people who are trading and getting ripped off for Grimoire items for more than you can buy a Grimoire for.
Oh, yeah. That's,
yeah, Grimoires are selling
hilarious in a sad way.
Less than $6 million, and I know somebody did a trade where they got ripped off for that much, and they could have just bought a Grimoire and started their own collection. But, yeah, don't collect hands and bricks and stuff if you don't have a Grimoire. That's just not very smart. I like that people are messaging saying, what's the Chicken Skullhead show and how do I listen to it? Because we could answer your question, but it wouldn't really
You wouldn't hear it.
East Suran, whatever will be, says, is there any way to get more boozing capacity after the Deep Fat Friars quest? No. John Lord Snow says, will the badass belt ever be made sellable, or shall I just collect a massive collection of uselessness?
That's what I do.
Yeah. It should probably be marked as a quest item.
Possibly.
Gets taken away.
I things like that initially didn't get marked quest items just because we kind of figured that they'd be the sort of thing that a lot of people would want to collect. They should probably either be quest items or sellable. So that at least if they're sellable, you'd be able to get rid of them if you weren't interested in collecting them.
Maybe we should make them gift items.
So that people can try and trade them and get scammed.
Yep. So I just checked my MySpace and Toxic Popsicle sent me a message that said, OMG, don't buy gas tomorrow and we'll force all the prices down. Thank you, Toxic Popsicle. I've noticed that on MySpace, whenever you look at a bulletin, you get the option to delete from friends list right there. So, and it's kind of nice. And whenever somebody sends me something dumb, I get a little more space on my friends page. So, Calatan says, what the fuck? You guys nerfed the Grimside shirt? People bought tickets under the assumption that would be the stats. Don't you consider that bullshit? It's still worth more than the price of a lottery ticket, and Kingdom of Loathing is a dynamic, constantly changing environment in which we are ever finding ways to balance the game and make it a more pleasurable experience for all involved. As such, unfortunately, changes will happen, but changes are what lends this game its charm.
In any case, we didn't nerf the shirt. We didn't touch the shirt. So you'll have to figure out on your own why it might have changed, as many people have actually already figured out. So you're a little bit behind the spading scene there.
Oh, I see. Why would something be that's made out of Gremisite change from day to day?
Indeed.
Euphoria says, who's on staff at Asymmetric? Jick, Scully, Zeno, Riff, Liney, and who else? Hot Stuff is not actually on staff.
Yeah, he's a...
freelance.
Yeah, freelance sort of thing.
That must be why I keep slugging him.
No. I think Elfrian is officially on staff as a forum mistress. I don't know that for certain, though.
Yeah, Elfrian is on the payroll. Ah. And Multizar.
Which is cool. Oh, yeah, and Multizar.
They're not as full-time employees as we are. But me, Jake, Zeno, Riff, and Zlyania are the ones who have no other job. But Zul.
Super Spy says, please tell me what the Jick and Skullhead show is about. I'm thinking of going.
You should come. It's a riot. Wow. I wonder how many people would show up if we did a live show. And took questions.
Oh, man, that would be weird.
That's next year's Comic-Con, man. We're having a fucking panel. Because we'll be bigger than Jesus at that point.
How tall was Jesus?
No, he wasn't that big. I mean, people around them were like 5'6", tops.
Oh, man, he's probably still taller than me, then.
Yeah, but you have more hair.
That's true.
So that's significant. Tim's and Tom says, when are you going to change the two Mr. Accessory Familiars in the Mr. Store? We changed them on the first anniversary of introducing them, so that's probably when we'll change them again.
Yep. After they've been in there for 1 year.
I don't remember what day that is, but I think it's...
Yeah, I don't either.
Sometime in, like, October.
Yeah, that makes sense, because the Jill was the first... was the first Mr. A item.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, so I think October 4th or 5th is when that happened. So what's going to happen this year is a bunch of people are going to buy a bunch of the demons and the monkeys right when it changes because they know that the Pixie and the Bitten are really popular now, and it'll be the whole Star Wars thing where they won't get as valuable because a bunch of people are speculating on them. So, you know, trade with care. Jake and Scully and Xenophobe says, a confused Richthofen, what would you guys do if you had Ebola? I'm guessing bleed a lot and die.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Probably, yeah.
Anushka says, congratulations on my impending recent marriage. Yep, getting married next Saturday. And so I will be gone from pretty much everything from Friday through July 4th. Let's see. Is there some kind of misplaced modifier with the brick? It sounds like you're throwing it through an open window, shattering the dwelling.
Huh.
I would say somebody hit me with a brick, but then hundreds of people would. Can you do that?
I can hit you with a brick, actually. Yeah. Okay. I have a brick. Let's see here.
A Xenokilla. Hey. We like Xeno. Says, can you make a leaderboard for the largest clan? No. No. Big clans kind of encourage looting. Getting a bunch of people who you don't know in your clan encourages clan looting. And, generally, I think that a clan should be a collection of people who know each other very well and like each other. So, that's not something we want to encourage.
It does kind of sound like you arc the brick through the window of Mr. Skullhead's cottage, shattering it to pieces. That's kind of funny. I think we should probably just leave it like that.
Wouldn't it be great if every time you got hit with a brick, you had to rebuild whatever dwelling you had?
Oh, man.
Or buy one, or make another cottage. Cocktail Ingredients Guy, who the fuck are these people? Says, hey, I don't like that Boozer Bear guy. He cheated. Can we kill him? Can you kill him? Won't somebody kill him?
He's big. Yeah. I wouldn't try and kill him. He can probably make paste out of me.
People who are around now who are relatively new players won't know why Boozer Bear gets a pass on multi-abuse and on hacking and whatever. It's because when we started the game, Boozer Bear was one of the people who was finding bugs for us and reporting them.
Yeah.
And his service to the kingdom is immeasurable.
And it's not... I mean, I don't think he does any of that anymore, but... You still see the results of his gains gotten in the service of bug fixery from early in the days.
Yeah, I mean, most of the meat that he got, he used to buy Mr. Accessories from the mall.
Yeah, and then destroy
those,
them. Yeah.
And keep those prices high. So he helped the game get more donations. And he throws a really, really rockin' party. He's a good guy. You can come hang with him. Don't kill him. Well, Robot Porn says, hi, JNS, minus the J, long-time caller, first-time listener. That's groovy. I was just wondering where you're off to use, how do you type with boxing gloves on, came from. Homestar Runner.
Homestarrunner.com.
Strong Bad is a character who wears boxing gloves and types, and that's the question that he gets asked so much that it pisses him off every time he hears it. So it's one of those, like, oh, God, not this question again thing. Pygmy Bugbear Schoolgirl, says Senor Random. No. Saul of Tarsus, wow. We don't get a lot of biblical references up in here. Says, how about implementing a unique familiar for Phoenix called a pet Jick? That's cute.
No. Jick doesn't like to refer directly to himself in the game very much.
Except for Uncle Jake's brownie mix.
Yeah.
I do know that right after the wedding, there will be a new account that's number 14 called Mrs. Skullhead. He's kind of groovy. Abarat says, why is it that when sympathy is so much better than empathy, empathy still costs more meat than sympathy and is gained much later on than sympathy? I sure there's a very good reason.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Which one is the passive one? Sympathy.
Sympathy, yeah.
Sympathy, well, actually, you need both of them to max out your familiar.
Yeah, and empathy has the bonus of being able to use it on other people.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason, is it's a buff and not just a passive skill. So you can buff your friends, buff your enemies, buff people you've never met before. It's fantabulous.
You can't buff Mr. Skullhead, though. It slides right off.
Yep. That's because I got really tired of having 3,000 turns of each effect.
C underscore Penguin asks, are the items from the Raffle House all unique, or will the order loop after a while? Might as well tell you, no, we do not have, we have not thought of 365 different Grimmicide items for the next year or whatever, so they are certainly going to loop eventually, although I'm not going to say exactly when.
Hmm. Yeah, so there, yeah, we wouldn't make it so there's only one of each raffle item. I think that was the case. I'm sure that was the case with the previous Penguin raffles. Super Spy says, how do I get to see the show? Maybe I should have specified. I kind of thought that we were over that now.
Yeah. I guess we've been getting a lot of new players. Yeah. If you, like, you're listening to it on the radio and you close your eyes and use your imagination, you can see it that way.
Yep. So, Riff and Scully, what is Jick really like? He's a lot like he is on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
He really doesn't put on airs. No, there are no airs. Ensikon says, how can plexiglass equipment be smashed by pulverize when plexiglass is indestructible? It's indestructible. You can't destroy it.
Yeah, you just...
can pulverize it.
Yeah, you can pulverize it. You're just converting it into a different state.
Yep. Arkansas. Paper Yoshi says, what will happen when the penguins run out of Grimace? There was a lot.
There's quite a lot, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that. Stifer says, does a hand turkey have the same meat-finding properties as a leprechaun?
I don't recall.
I should point out that Jezzerfly designed the hand turkey.
I believe it does.
I believe it is a full-powered leprechaun and a full-powered attack familiar.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it wasn't more popular. But now it's really expensive.
Yeah, because nobody bought any. And they're incredibly rare.
Lambo486 says, how much time per day do you spend banning people or reading complaints? Jake spends no time per day doing that.
Yep.
Zlania spends 4 or 5 hours reading complaints, and I spend maybe an hour reading complaints and disabling accounts.
And I don't do any banning of people, but... I get to read complaints when they show up on the forums.
Yeah.
Until there's so many complaints in a thread that I just stop reading that thread. I don't like getting depressed that way.
Yeah. Oh, Torte of Line says, dear Skullhead, why weren't you on the radio on Thursday? You said Monday you'd be helping out and we missed you. Yeah, I'm getting married real soon and had many, many things that I needed to do. So... I knew that people who enjoy the Jif Xena Robin Fifth show would rather hear just a Xenophobe and Riff than have me in the mix. There was that one dude a couple of weeks ago on the Jik show who was like, could you please let Riff and Xenophobe talk on your Monday show too? Because Mr. Skullhead doesn't know anything about the game, and it's really boring to have him on there. Why is he on there?
I imagine that it gets confusing for the listeners on the Monday show, because we're sitting here listening to you guys and making comments that nobody can hear.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to look up something, and I forgot what it was.
Young Yellowstone asks if there's some sort of chemical added to the game to make it more addictive.
Chemical X.
Yes, Chemical X. Extra MSG, Gleeman X.
I'm alive!
Woo!
Yeah, I know that there are some people who are having a chemical romance with the game, but I don't suggest doing that. Yeah, I was going to do something, and I have no idea what it was. I think I somehow thought I could find out how many hand turkeys are out there, but I can't.
Yeah. Show items in the main thing.
Oh, I can. Find items. No?
No.
Oh, okay. There are several outlines out there. More than two. quite a couple that are tradable. So
several.
if you can get somebody to give it up.
Give it up.
Woo! If you can get somebody to wave their hands in the air. Rotric Papa says, is there a way we can submit an item for creation? Can there be a contest each month to add one new item and submissions be a certain fee? No.
No.
Because that's all I've got to offer to this game. Plus, you can't take my job.
I mean, we would undoubtedly eventually become in... we would eventually find ourselves in the circumstance where there's nothing submitted that was worth implementing and have to deny.
Or just lie and make something up.
I always think of the Yeti naming contest when I think of holding contests for things to go in.
We had to hire whoever wins.
Yeah. So back in the day, the council had a pair of breeding Yetis. We held a contest for people to submit names to name them. Then, back then, only Jick and I were working full-time on the game. Or, only Jick, and I was still working a regular job. We got something like 4,000 submissions.
And if we did it today, it'd be 10 times that many or more, I'm sure.
Yep, and that was when the player base was less than half this big.
Yeah.
We got 4,000 submissions. We spent hours going through them and narrowing them down, and then Jick and I took our top 10, and then we got a top 3 out of that, and then we picked the one winner, and we did it all blind, and it ended up being Riff.
And my prize for winning was a job.
Chibi Knight says that there are X number of hand turkey outlines in existence, and he is wrong. So I don't know how you're doing that, Chibi Knight, but you're wrong, and stop it. He was somewhat right. He found the number of them that were actually in inventories, but not in other places. Let's see. Now I refreshed and completely lost where I was. There we go. Lucifer says, zombies slain by foul odors? Skin flutes scared to death? Are we ever going to get a narrative justification on elemental weaknesses? Spooky things are afraid of stench, and vice versa.
Yes.
Duh. I mean, come on. Well, sleaze is spooky and sleaze. you could probably come up with a justification if we consulted the codex. But no. Let's see. Inari says, dear Riff and Skullhead, how does a 16-year-old girl who's never been farther west than Texas convince her parents to let her go to Arizona to meet total strangers? Less than three, Inari. That would be fairly difficult, I would imagine.
That's a tricky one there.
I would suggest contacting Skyline BNR 342.
Yeah, ask him for hints.
That kid goes to a lot of meets, and he's maybe 14, 15, and... his parents do accompany him, but I think you could point to our established nature, and you could say that you've had offers for places to stay from people who work for the game, so... Yeah, and you could say that we've promised not to feed you any booze, because we certainly wouldn't. So, I don't know. Good luck with that. Let's see... Trying to find some more stuff. Rotric Papa says, is there a way to submit music for playing on Radio KOL? Yeah, generally each DJ will have a Gmail address or whatnot that where they'll take requests, or they'll tell you they don't take them. We don't play enough music on this show to take requests. So, yeah. Gorblack says, hey, Scully & Co., why don't you name the gift shop guy while Jake is out? I mean, who's going to stop you? Actually, before he left, he put several layers of encryption on that one specific piece of code.
Yeah, so...
Xenophobe can't even crack it. We've been trying.
I have, however, cracked Wise a number of times.
Yeah, he did crack Wise. He cracked some ass.
I also cracked some ass. It's funny because it's my real name.
No, no one will ever know what your real name is.
No.
That was great when people used to say, I found out your name is Josh. I was like, okay.
Hooray!
Go you. Moop says, Moop. Sorry if this has been asked before, but can you create some kind of restricted item flag for items in the client stash, which would limit the number of those restricted items which could be removed by one clanny per day? The karma keeps clan cooks and cocktail crafters happier, as well as the new clannies who rely upon systems for more established clannies. Thanks. System doesn't account for the fact that some items are inherently more useful and higher in demand, and such a flag would help prevent accidental depletion of high-demand items like chow mains or DVD drinks and... Oh, and that's it.
And that's it, yep.
I wouldn't mind seeing the clan stash work a little bit more like a store, like a mall store.
The problem is that there's no good interface for entering in arbitrary items.
Hmm. Xenophobe points out that there's no good interface that lets you choose arbitrary items that wouldn't force us to include in a list of every item in the game, which would be spoilersome.
Well, I thought that... I was thinking more of just a straight-up mall store interface where they can add... You know, if they want to restrict the cogs to one a day, then they can. Kind of thing. Well, we'll kick that around.
Yeah.
Let's see. Freakware says, congrats, can I have a piece of Skullhead wedding cake? That is going to be a badass cake, by the way. It's going to be 3 tiers and really, really groovy flavors. And
so you're getting married on Thanksgiving so you can eat the whole thing at once?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting married on a KOL holiday so that we can eat it all in one sitting. And the pretentious artist is doing our cake topper.
Oh, excellent.
As me and Jezzerfly as Calavera.
Oh, excellent.
With 3 rows of teeth. That's most excellent. Echelon wants more pies in the game. Whatever.
Boodle asks what the new little moon is called. We call it Hamburglar.
It's not an official name.
Yeah, it doesn't really have an official name.
I've been calling it Spong Monkey.
Okay.
Those were the two weird little things that sing We Like the Moon. Little deformed monkey squirrels, yeah.
From Rather Good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I always thought it was Sponge Monkeys, but when he put it in, the it was Spong Monkeys for a long time. And apparently that he didn't intend that, but Spong Monkeys they will always be.
Kufu says, I like the Raffle House. I don't want it to go away in a couple of months. Is there any chance you can bend to my will and make it a permanent fixture? It is basically a permanent fixture. I mean, it's as permanent as anything else in the game, which is it's going to stay in there until we get bored of it and take it out. So you might as well assume that it is permanent.
Rick Thuffin says, is it possible to kick yourself from your own clan? Because it somehow happened to me, and yeah, it's pure stupidity. You can leave the clan. I think if you're the leader, you can boot yourself. Which I don't know why you would do that. But, yeah, we're not going to stop you from doing something just because it's not smart.
Where are we, Microsoft?
And Phantom Trogdor says, hey, are you guys going to add in any new features to clans anytime soon? Not anytime soon, but yes. We are constantly aware of the fact that the clans need a massive overhaul. And someday...
Sometimes it hurts.
Yeah. Sometimes it hurts. Jeffrey Duke says, "Wow, Scully, you're way more funny tonight than you tend to be. I think Jake is holding you down." holding me back, maybe. No. The reason why that is because Jake knows so much more about the mechanics of the game, and most of the questions are about the mechanics of the game, so it's hard for me to just jump in and say stuff, but now I own the show, so.
That's right.
Yes, the two people who know the least about the game mechanics. We write content. I'm a sensitive artist. Yeah. Dolly the Sheep says, "Is there any way to have gift packages forwarded to a multi?" No. Keel says, "How do you fuck someone in the clit?" Malice.
With malice.
Apparently.
With malice and forethought.
I'm going to bust you with the clit.
Let me think about this for a while.
Dr. Van Van Mojo says, "So wait, no animation and custom avatars means I can't, say, have a hypnodisc on my avatar's lapel or something else that's in-game animation and not spoilery?" Yes, the rule has been made, and the rule is no animation. No animation.
But that being said, go ahead and try it.
Yeah.
Because some of that stuff is case by case.
Yeah.
And it just the what we're trying to get rid of is the William Shatner riding a motorcycle eating a taco, because it's really hard to draw a motorcycle eating a taco. It's fairly easy to draw a taco eating a motorcycle though, because the little shell already looks like
a mouth. Yeah, it looks like the mouth. It's really just a motorcycle filled taco.
Palpy says, "That's no honeymoon. It's a honey space station." I love you, Palpy. Let's see, we gotta answer that. Baby Bunny Hood says, "What are the odds of a player with only one ticket winning the first prize of a raffle?"
Depends. Yeah, it depends on how many tickets were bought. Your chance of winning with one ticket is 1 in X, where X is the total number of tickets purchased.
Yep. Sorry, Tennessee. Anyway. Croc says, "How did you guys meet Jick, Skullhead, Riff, and the rest of the KOL team?" Well, Jick and I met in high school.
I already knew me pretty well.
Yeah. I didn't really know me until I went on that vision quest. And, got some fire. Riff and Zeno, we're just people who we noticed were intelligent and funny, so we put them into lounge, and then we talked to them for a long time, and then we flew them out here to hang out and have a sleepover. And Riff looked really cool with his hair braided after the sleepover, so we offered them jobs. Yeah, and Zeno got feathers all over him from the pillow fight. That was no good. And the rest is history. Zlania was... friend of ours who was tangentially involved in the Phoenix crew just in general, and who got into Kingdom of Loathing through Skipperick. And Jezzerfly and I met Skipperick trying to purchase a somewhat illicit plant. And after we met Skipperick, we started hanging out with Lanny and Boozer Bear. Although I had met Boozer Bear beforehand.
The mysterious shrieking cactus.
Yep. It was an explicit plant. It was a power plant, actually. Armax says, "When will you guys be told your Comic-Con booth number?" I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully soon.
Should be pretty freaking soon. And will there be cool things for current players and or new players at the con? There will.
Yay.
Among those things are... Two new shirt designs, which we will start selling at Comic-Con and only add to the store after Comic-Con. Underwear for the ladies, which will show up in the store after Comic-Con, but that'll be your first chance to get those. A really awesome freebie that Riff and I designed together. And the chance to shake our hands and have us sign your breasts. Or your thighs, or how, whatever KFC you want to bring in, because we're probably going to be hungry. Applebottom says, Hey boys, will there ever be any more girly items put into the game? I think Jick pretty much is as much girly as we are ever going to need. I don't know, we're boys. We gave you skirts.
Yeah, really.
Sassy Lassie's still on my case about high-heeled shoes.
There are hardly any shoes in the game.
There's
exactly one
pair of shoes in the game. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we could just pretend that the clown shoes are high-heeled. Erutan999. Hey, that's 666 upside down. And Erutan upside down is Uatnre. Erntau. Upside down, I guess. Anyway, will there ever be a way to sift through the McPhee items the same way Clover sift through the sewer items? No, it's funnier if it's random.
That's right. Karana asks, yo, Riff, how do you deal with the sharks running around your turf? I snap my fingers a lot, and then I get on Officer Krupke's case about, you know, about stuff. I do some singing. I don't remember how it ends.
I think the one dude gets stabbed and then the girl dies, and that is the gayest movie ever, and I've seen some gay movies in my time. Immortal Eyes says, I have 10,000 turns of bloody hand. Why isn't there a trophy?
Why haven't you bled to death yet?
Well, your prize for that is that they're going to be whispering your name throughout this disappearing land, so long as you keep that bloody hand under your coat. Big stacks of paper in his red right hand. Anyway, Freakware says, how about when you ascend hardcore and take torso awareness, you get a hardcore shirt in your letter from the king?
All our shirts are hardcore, man. They're totally boss.
You're goddamn right. God damn it. Six Feet Under says, how long will the Raffle House be around for? Will it get burned down by Yetis yearning for revenge? At last we will reveal ourselves to the Yeti. At last we will have our revenge.
Yetis yearning for revenge is my favorite new band.
Yeah. I think the return of the Yeti would be kind of... The Revenge of the Sith. That's a dumb question. Rusty Tin Can says, or Sin, if you go by the capitalization, I won't be attending this year's Comic-Con. Well, the hell with you. Do you guys plan to have a booth set up there next year as well? Yeah, if we're still around, the game's still popular, and people still want us to go.
Oh, God, I hope it is.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get at least a couple of more years out of this, and a hefty retirement plan.
Yeah. I expect that by the time this game starts to wane, we'll have another one in the works. Yeah. So we should be able to keep this thing going in perpetuity.
When it starts to garth is when we're going to be in trouble.
What's that voice? Get that plane? Oh,
he's
outside.
Aquinas says, the Flaming Gravy Fairy is 27 by 28, the Frozen one is 25 by 25, and the Stinky one is 26 by 26. I don't think that's true, and I also think if you're looking at a resolution where 2 pixels is a significant amount of your screen landscape, you should probably get a new monitor. Yeah. So, yeah. That, because you'd have to be running like 640 by 480 to notice that. I don't see...
I can't see
any difference in them myself. So, yeah. I'd Yeah, I don't think we're going to worry about that too much. People are asking questions that we already answered. Stop it.
My chair is squeaky.
Baby Bonnie Hood. Bonnie. Says, title belts and finishing moves for KWE wrestlers could be more exciting. They each have two special moves. And they each have some pre-pin taunts. And they each have minor special moves as well. But I do think more is needed with the KWE. And part of that is the soap opera aspect of it, which I wanted to do.
I think we actually have something like that in the works, but I probably shouldn't talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, sooner or later we're going to significantly expand your KWE experience. Let me say that. Mm-hmm. KMD has checked in very damn late. So we only got 9 minutes left. Whiskey Jack makes the good point that Orgish cargo pants should increase carrying capacity.
I think. Okay. Actually, they do that now.
Yeah.
That's true. They don't actually have the enchantment. I guess we could give them that enchantment. I mean, there's no reason why not.
Yeah, back in the day when we were limiting inventory, I think we did make them like a +3, or we were talking about it. Tim's and Tom still wants to put the lime in the coconut.
No.
See, because then you have to drink them both together. Yeah. Alonk says there should be a trophy for equipping a crapload of fake hands. Yeah, because then that would encourage people to say, hey, I have 100,000 fake hands. I'll give them to you for 2 million meat. Send me 1 million and I'll send them to you. Can you tell that this is just really tired of shit? Yeah. Clucky Banana says, can you allow us to throw our bricks at the Naughty Sorceress's window? Maybe that would help us get rid of them.
She probably wouldn't approve of that.
It would be funny if every, like, 5 you did, you got hit for 80 hit points or something by a bolt of lightning from the Naughty Sorceress's window. Stifer says, is there really a point to Town of the Terrapin? Generally, by the time a turtle tamer hits level 15, not much can hit them anyway. Ah, but you can get that skill and take it with you.
Yes.
And then what happens?
Hello.
No. Hello says, K-O-L is pronounced correctly in the North K-O-L-I, I mean. That's kind of cute. Yeah. On a side note, any chance any of you will be attending? I'm sorry, man, but I'm booked up through October, pretty much.
I am generally not of the travel-y persuasion, and I'm doing plenty enough traveling in the next couple of months, so... I'm actually going to San Diego twice. So after, like a week after we get back from Comic-Con, I'm flying back to San Diego to visit with my parents.
Huh.
We're going on like a weekend vacation out there for my dad's 60th birthday.
Wow. That's way too much San Diego for one man to handle.
I know.
At least you don't have to drive out there twice.
Yeah.
Liverfluke says, how about a European KOL Con? Maybe next... to a computer fair or something like that. Except for the actual KOL Con in Phoenix, Arizona, all of the cons are made by people just like you who decided that they wanted to throw a con, and they did all the planning and they made it happen. So if you want to have a con somewhere, throw a thread up in the forums and be prepared to put in a little bit of work. But there is a London meet that should be reoccurring this December, which Jick and I will be going to. And maybe Boozer Bear, if we can sedate him enough to have him travel.
I heard that he wants to be sedated.
Well, 24 hours ago he wanted to be sedated. I don't know if that's true now. Yeah. Yeah. If someone drunk and half-astral says Vash Orion, use, if someone is drunk and half astral and uses Red Minotaur, he should have his account deleted. I think if someone tries to mix any of the vodkas with Red Bull, they should get their account disabled.
Or just get, like, 100 turns of beaten up.
100 turns of I'm a dork. I'm a jackass. I don't know. All you have to do is go hang out in a ritzy area where there are lots of 20-somethings, and you'll learn to hate Red Bull as much as I do. The Gun Run says, I was watching Fox News a few hours ago, and they said Flagstaff was going to go on fire soon or something. Going to go on fire soon?
Wow.
It's like going on strike. The entire
We're day. On fire for better wages.
Sure!
Shorter hours of being on fire. No, the entire state of goddamn Arizona is on fire right now. And I no longer live in Flagstaff. But I live in Phoenix, and most of the state is fire right now.
Wow.
So, yeah, not coming anywhere near the center of the city, because there's nothing but asphalt once you get some, you know, into a certain ring. And asphalt really doesn't burn. Well, it can burn you, because here it's 112 degrees, but yeah. Baby Bonnie Hood says, no effect on statues or mushrooms. What does the mini moon do? Find out. I love it when people can't figure shit out. It just makes me so happy. Like, because then they're experiencing games the way I experience them, which is much in the same way a Pacific Islander experiences religion. Just like, stuff happens and we don't know why. Yeah, Robot Porn says we should make the badass belt a gift item, too.
Whiskey Jack says, if skills go up to level 15, is there going to be content added for levels 13 to 15 so that people won't just mindlessly grind stats up to level 15 for those skills? Yes.
Yeah.
After we've done the Naughty Sorceress up to level 13, then at some point in the future after that, we will do another revamp that pushes her back to 15. And that's as far as she's going to go, though.
Yeah, you can only push a woman so far before she starts pushing back.
Yeah. That is, by the way, an incredibly long way in the future.
Yeah. It's going to be after, like, Con 3 when we can sit down and actually think about stuff.
Yeah.
Ricker Scott says, makes the point that all you have to do is untinker all of your badass belts and ascend, and they will vanish.
Ah, this is true.
So if it's bothering you that they're there, you can get rid of them.
There we go. Problem solved.
Okay, this is weird. Squeeman says, why are the attention deficit demon and symbol playing monkey so lame compared to the Cheshire Bitten and Coffee Sprite? If you're referring to mechanically, they are identical. If you're referring to you prefer the idea, the artwork, the haiku, and whatever, then that's entirely subjective.
Yeah. I have to say that I think the attention deficit demon is friggin' hilarious.
Yeah. Let's see, Princess Mandy says, I'm curious, Riff sounds like one of those skinny, pale, white guys. True or false? Actually, Riff's complexion is surprisingly ruddy.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You
I
have
think
a
it's because
you never go out in the sun. What
yeah, I don't know how that happens.
He looks like Richard Dreyfuss with Gimli's hair, pretty much.
And my axe!
No, it's Richard Dreyfuss and Gimli, so it's, we're going to need a bigger boat. And my ass! And on that note, I think we've hit as high as we're going to hit, so I think we can get out of here.
All right,
so probably Xenophobe and Riff soloing on Thursday, because I'm going to be driving to California to get married. And Jake, I think both Jake and myself are going to be gone on Monday, so we will probably hand that show to somebody else. Just to do some music or whatever, but then we'll be back. I promise, we always come back.
We may actually be Zeno and me be doing the Monday show. I don't know what the plan is yet.
Maybe we're gonna probably get some hobos or something.
Yeah.
All right, kids. We'll see you soon.
Later.
Bye.